Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn with Chamber Chat, and for all the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. So, Kevin, I'm sitting here because I have actually come to you for chiropractic work. So, first off, Visser, is that how you pronounce your last
name? Visser.
Visser, see, yep, I already screwed
German.
That up.
You
haven't known. So tell me about your business and what is the official, because I don't want to get that messed up. I've already messed up your name. also with your business, because sports is in the chiropractic name.
Yep. It's Durango Sports Chiropractic. We're right across the highway from Walmart in Denise Elliott's State Farm office.
Oh, yeah. Conveniently located, as
mm-hmm.
they say.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Durango? Because you have a unique background, which I'll get into, but what brought you to Durango?
Yeah. Moving here, but my mentor is Dan McClure. He's over in Bayfield, and before this, I was working as an associate at an office in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
But just our practice styles didn't really match up, and Dan McClure told me to come out here, and I'm in a position where a lot of people in this country are a little bit jealous of me being here. So
and Dan has been doing chiropractic work for many, many years, because I honestly saw him, I want to say it probably was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time.
And he's been making a huge impact on our profession, and it's
absolutely
teaching a lot of extremity adjusting, which is kind of where I decided to focus my energy towards while I was in school.
And absolutely. Now explain, what does that mean exactly?
So a lot of chiropractors in the country, they just focus on the spine. They deal with the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine,
mm-hmm.
so the upper, middle, and lower back. And the same rules apply for the spine when it comes to joints as it does to the extremities.
Okay.
So for me, I deal a lot with sports injuries and sprained ankles and sprained wrists or hurt shoulders. So I just take those same principles and apply it towards pretty much any extremity in the body.
Okay, so let's say, I'll disclose, you've worked on me,
mm-hmm.
and what you're talking about is so true, because you've done stuff, whether it's with the hand or my foot,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, wow, nobody's ever done that before, and I've gone to, quite a few chiropractors over the years. So let me ask you this. By working on the feet, being an extremity,
mm-hmm.
at all, the foot bones connected to the ankle bone connected to the
That's
knee,
right.
That whole
yep.
cascading effect, is that how the focus is, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, everything works from the ground up and from the hips down. So any dysfunction in the feet can pretty much manifest upwards
mm-hmm.
towards and affect the rest of the body.
Okay.
So I'd focus on everything and just make sure every single facet is addressed that could be causing the issue.
Very cool. Now, do you work just on athletes? I mean, I'm not athletic, so I probably know the answer to this, but has been athletes maybe should be the question, but you work on everybody?
Well, yeah, my mindset is that everybody is an athlete. Some
uh-huh.
people have heard me say this, but kids are just as heavy as barbells.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I mean, it's you can always kind of make it so you see everybody as an athlete, and they do some type of activity that could cause some type of athletic injury.
Okay.
So whether you're raking your yard or shoveling snow,
I'm showing you a blister on my hand.
On the hands, yep.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of just the mindset I've learned to acquire and put it towards every single patient I have.
Well, and it's so true when you mentioned the, as I'm looking at the blister on my hand from just doing yard work over the weekend, and bending down and, reaching too far and all the things I probably shouldn't have done. So it's interesting you can correlate that to athletics.
Right. And, having the sports mindset,
mm-hmm.
when you deal with athletes, you deal with the most complex motion patterns that there is.
Right.
So when I deal with athletes, usually I'm on the sidelines and I'm seeing things full speed.
Okay.
So when people come into the office, it kind of puts it in slow motion for me.
Interesting.
And it makes it a lot easier for me to break down. And
now you mentioned Jacksonville earlier, and one thing you didn't say, I don't think, is Jacksonville Jaguars. You worked on a lot of those athletes, the professional football players.
Yeah, the office I was working in was the official chiropractic provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I was getting ready to be the youngest NFL mm-hmm. chiropractor in history.
But, wow.
Yeah, sometimes
things you came to Durango instead, which we're blessed to have you here, as they say. Now, is there anything that you do training-wise, becoming a chiropractor, specifying in the world of sports medicine?
I'm sorry, could you?
Yeah. There are things that you have to go through that are different in the training to become more of a chiropractic sports physician. Is there other avenues in training that you go through?
Right. So my background is in athletic training, so that's a 4-year education. Now it's become a 6-year master's minimum requirement. But I fortunately got grandfathered into that.
Okay.
But I had to go through over 1,000 hours of clinical field work where I was pretty much the eyes and ears of a different team every semester.
Oh, interesting.
So after I acquired my chiropractic degree, because I had that background in athletic training, mm-hmm. I challenged a test to become a chiropractic sports physician.
Interesting.
The average chiropractor has to go through 100 hours of extra coursework of specialty studies and preventing injuries and managing injuries and dealing with emergency response. When they're in case they do have to be on the sideline and respond to a sports injury or a catastrophic injury. But I was able to challenge that test because of my background education.
Wow. So and how many hours in the athletic training did you have?
So it was a full undergrad plus all the extra clinical work, which was over 1,000 hours.
Way out, so, exceeds the other requirements that you're talking about. Interesting. Yeah. So let me ask you that. What are some of the most common injuries you're seeing nowadays? Let's say with, I'm going to say high school sports. What are some of the things that you see that maybe can be prevented if a student athlete just did one or two things?
So I hate to discriminate
here. No, you can
say
here, it, really. It's okay.
A lot of female athletes have a lot of are predisposed to knee conditions because of the wide hips that they are born with.
Okay.
Wide hips are just to allow for childbirth.
Sure.
So anatomically, females are more predisposed towards knee injuries.
Interesting.
So if they strengthen their hip muscles, that will help kind of stabilize the knees and keep them from caving inwards.
Okay.
And prevent ACL injuries, which have, been researched to happen more often to females.
Oh, it's interesting you say that. I would not have guessed that. Yeah. But based on what you're the logic, with the physiological structure of women, that makes sense.
Yep.
Interesting. So you can now, if somebody wants to through your practice, Kevin, can they come in and you can give them some exercise and say, hey, these are some of the things specifically you can do to kind of help prevent that?
100%. And I have the tools, the resistance bands to let them come home with. And I am always ready and happy to help athletes prevent their injuries, because that's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Well, that's kind of a bad business model, I might add, just because you're going to try and show people what to do so they don't have to come see you.
Right.
In all honesty, I commend you for that, because a lot of times I think that the chiropractor profession in general, if you come see me, 10 times, and I'm making up a number, we can get this worked out. But you're actually talking about, here are some of the things that you can do to prevent and help strengthen. And I know, I see Kevin Dellinger, and Kevin, and kind of the two of you, if I would do my exercises outside of when I go see one of you, it would help.
You'll not have to come and see me, which hurts me, but it helps you, and that's what I'm most focused on.
And it's a good thing. Let me ask you, website or phone number, so I don't forget to ask you that. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Okay. My website is durangosc.com.
Okay.
And my number is 908-217-3549.
One more time.
908-217-3549. And that's my personal cell phone number. So anytime you need to get a hold of me, just give me a call. And everything's pretty much by appointment. So I'll make sure your schedule works out.
Awesome. And then the website one more time.
It's durangosc.com.
Okay. And I do want to point out that, because I've come to see you, 3 or 4 times now, and there definitely are things that you do differently that seem to work better, all honesty. One thing that I've noticed that you do, let's say, when you do an adjustment, you sit and you hold that adjustment for a little while, not just boom, set the adjustment and stop. Right. You actually will hold it, so the muscles kind of relax. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, and a lot of times when I do an adjustment or somebody does an adjustment, the muscles like to have a reflex, you know, spasm. Or, you know, they try and pull things back to what was the normal you know, shape for you or the normal tone. So I hold it to make sure that those muscles kind of learn to be in that new position that I put them in.
Okay.
So it helps kind of hold the adjustment a little bit better and keeps it from keep those muscles from having a jerk reaction.
From reflex right back to what it was, because that's, you know, the muscle memory, I guess, for a lack of words. So what made you decide to become a chiropractor after doing athletic training?
Well, I actually saw a chiropractor in high school, but it didn't actually click in for me then. But when I was in high school, I knew I'd want to be an athletic trainer. You know, freshman year, it kind of hurt me because I didn't care about anything else I was studying in high school. I mean, history, Spanish, it just,
other stuff.
I kind of threw in the garbage.
Yeah.
But I knew I wanted to do that, and I studied through college. And when I was in college studying athletic training, we were exposed to chiropractors and physician assistants and physical therapists. And chiropractic just really made sense to me, just the way that it collaborated with the exercise that we did and, you know, the injury prevention that we did. We had a sports chiropractor come in once a week every Tuesday. I shadowed him every single week, which I didn't have to. And it just, you know, it resonated with me. And I knew that, you know, just to be able to take everything with, like, on the road with me with my hands, and just a table, like, it just, you know, it was a very portable tool that just, you know, saved a referral.
Absolutely.
Because I can just do everything myself.
Wow. Interesting. So, again, you're located over, I'm going to say, in the Denise Elliott building.
Yep. Right next to Tarpley's, next to Durango Motor Company, and across the highway from Walmart.
Yep, conveniently located. Definitely go to DurangoSC.com, and your phone number's on there, I'm assuming.
Yes,
people
it is.
Can find you.
Yep.
Anything else we want to add? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, it's a awesome privilege to be a part of this community, and it's such an active town, and I'm just happy to be a part of it and be able to take care of the athletes and just the people here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm privileged for anybody who calls and comes in, gets help from me.
Well, if somebody wants to meet, I'm going to give a plug because you're actually going to be presenting a month from now in August at the Coffee at Carver's.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be our guest speaker there. Bring your table and crack on me right there, you know, and adjust me in front of everybody.
Yeah,
love to. Yeah, great. Let's not do that, you know. It could be, you know, take my shoes off, like I said, you know. Yeah. People go, wow, Llewellyn, what does that smell? Your feet.
Definitely catch people's attention.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for coming in. Again, it's DurangoSC.com. Check it out. And testimonial for myself, I highly recommend you.
Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.